The content of this podcast is from the manual Prepare to Survive, Prepare to Help, Community Training in Emergency Planning for People with Disabilities. This training manual was created by the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities and Volunteer Canada. This community training was created with the idea that workshops will have people with a diversity of abilities in the room. All of the podcasts have been created to make the training more accessible to individuals with visual disabilities. So here's some things you need to know. All PowerPoints mentioned in this podcast are available on the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities website, bccpd.bc.ca. All video clips mentioned in this podcast are on the Ready for Crisis YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/readyforcrisis. This podcast covers the following sections of the training manual: introduction and workshop goals, including who should take this training, why do this training in your community, how to use this training manual, workshop goals and objectives, making the workshop accessible and inclusive, and respectful communication. All handouts for this section of the training manual are available as separate downloads on the BCCPD podcast homepage. Podcast 1. Introduction and Workshop Goals. The background. The BC Coalition of People with Disabilities and Volunteer Canada have partnered to create this training manual for not-for-profit and volunteer organizations. The intent of the manual is to share what we have learned in our community work around emergency preparedness and help other communities increase their ability to respond in emergencies. Who should take this training? The training we provide in this manual is designed to be useful and accessible to a wide variety of groups and individuals. People with disabilities should be part of all training sessions. You may also want to consider inviting family, friends, and others in the informal networks of people with disabilities. Staff and volunteers of disability organizations. Volunteers with other community organizations, including volunteer centers, community centers, seniors organizations, and groups dealing with issues of poverty. Emergency response professionals. Support workers for people with disabilities, such as care aides and paratransit drivers. People from diverse cultural, religious, and language groups, including First Nations people, and interested members of the public. Why do this training in your community? Increased awareness following high-profile disasters such as Hurricane Katrina has led to many positive changes, including the recognition that individual preparedness is not enough. People with disabilities need individual preparedness, strong community networks, and emergency response and recovery programs that include everyone. The training workshop in this manual could save lives while helping to build the community networks that make day-to-day life better for everyone and make communities more resilient in the face of major disasters. How to use this training manual. This training manual includes options for activities that facilitators can choose or adapt based on the needs and abilities of workshop participants. Remember to share new or modified materials on the Ready for Crisis website. Choose what they feel comfortable facilitating. Choose to allow more time for activities if there will be more than 15 or 20 participants. The training is designed to be completed in one day. However, some people with disabilities may not be able to participate in a full-day session, so it may be more appropriate to do the training in two or more shorter sessions. If in doubt, ask some people you hope will attend. Some groups will do this training with the expectation that most participants will then facilitate training sessions in their own communities. In other cases, there will be a mentoring process where people who want to become facilitators act as assistant facilitators for one or two sessions before leading a training workshop. It is strongly recommended that the training be conducted by at least two facilitators. Materials can be printed based on the needs of participants. Some groups may need a copy of the whole manual, while others may prefer to receive the handouts. Workshop goals and objectives. Workshop goals. At the end of this workshop, the goal is that participants will have gained awareness and tools in these areas. Knowledge. Inclusion of the Functional Needs Framework, CMIST. Understanding of the Social Organization Framework, SOF. Awareness of disability issues. Understanding of the elements of personal preparedness plans. Understanding of the role of mutual aid through community networks in emergency situations. Skills. Ability to research local emergency plans and create personal preparedness plans. Ability to create neighborhood and community maps and learn participatory education skills. And ability to use virtual networks for emergency preparedness. Attitudes. Understanding of the importance of disability awareness and the experience of people with disabilities. Value of SOF. Social networks, community capacity, and social capital in an emergency situation. Confidence to be a trainer in the community. Workshop objectives checklist. Discuss disability issues and increase disability awareness. Introduce the CMIST framework. Introduce the social organization framework. Discuss researching local emergency plans. Practice creating personal preparedness plans. Practice community asset mapping and outreach skills. Practice community response and recovery in emergency scenarios. Discuss examples of community involvement in emergency planning. Discuss next steps for groups and individuals. Workshop themes. Workshop themes are the key points that facilitators should keep in mind throughout the workshop. These themes are the guiding threads that should appear in different activities and guide the direction of the workshop. Facilitators may want to add themes appropriate for their particular group and situation. Accessibility and inclusivity, including the Cultural Competency Framework, Social Organization Framework, CMIST Framework, putting the experiences and voices of people with disabilities at the forefront, popular education, building community and resiliency through all stages of disaster planning, mitigation, preparation, response, and recovery. Importance of preparing for small and large-scale emergencies. Making the workshop accessible and inclusive. We recommend inspecting the workshop location in advance to make sure it meets your needs. You can use this list as appropriate for workshop participants' needs. A variety of comfortable and appropriate seating. Accessible parking. accessible by transit. Clear signage in big readable fonts. Automatic doors and obstacle-free pathways for people who use mobility aids such as wheelchairs. Tactile signage such as Braille for people who have visual disabilities. Access to the outdoors to allow people to walk their service animals during breaks. Meeting rooms that allow ample space for participants to move around freely. Meeting rooms that are large enough to accommodate assistive listening systems, translation booths, and seating for sign language interpreters. Restrooms that meet or exceed Canadian Standards Association accessibility standards, including doors that allow easy access, layout that allows front-end wheelchair access, and at least one stall that is configured to accommodate mobility aids. Restrooms on the same floor as the meeting area. Lever doorknobs instead of round knobs. Safety considerations for people of all abilities, such as access to fire exits. Access to transfer aids. Making sure that all visual aids are visible to participants. A variety of table heights as needed. Access to drinking water and food. Water for assistance animals. Accessible first aid support. Minimizing costs for participants. If you have to charge people, try a sliding scale, such as $5 to $50, pay what you can, no one turned away due to lack of funds. Include people of all abilities in planning, participating, and evaluating your event. And finally, have an assistant help people with disabilities with a range of tasks. This assistant should be identified and introduced at the beginning of the workshop. Respectful communication. Treat people with a disability with respect and consideration. Understand that there are a range of different disabilities, including visual, hearing, cognitive, developmental, physical, and learning disabilities. Respect that each person with a disability is an individual and will have individual needs. Do not assume what a person can or cannot do. If you are unsure about the best way to communicate with the person, ask them. Look and speak directly to the person with the disability, not to their caregiver or interpreter. Accept that some disabilities may be invisible, but may present challenges for the person when communicating with you. Be patient, as some disabilities may require the person to take a little longer to understand and respond. If you cannot understand what is being said, ask the person again. Be aware of body language. For example, if a person is stepping away from you, you are invading their personal space. People from other cultures may not be familiar with the terms disability or impairment. Use descriptive language to help them understand. When communicating or presenting information to a group of people with a range of disabilities, it may be necessary to present your message in a number of different formats. Use language that puts the person before the disability. For example, a person with a disability, not a disabled person. Do not use language that is degrading, such as handicapped, mentally retarded, a quad, or unfit. Do not use expressions that imply restriction, like wheelchair-bound. A wheelchair aids a person's mobility. It is better to say uses a wheelchair or is a wheelchair user. If you are unsure of the language or phrases to use, respectfully ask the person with disabilities in your group for input and be open to the feedback received. Use symbols and pictures as signage within or around a building, in maps, advertisements, brochures, and newsletters. One option is to use the CMIST symbols as part of your advertising and outreach for the event. Place symbols next to the information they correspond with. For example, the wheelchair symbol may be accompanied with the words "reserved parking" to allocate spaces for people with a disability. You have reached the end of Podcast 1. The training manual and this podcast are funded by the Government of Canada's Social Development Partnership Program, Disability Component. For more information on the training, contact Karen Martin. That's Karen at bccpd.bc.ca.